sending this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. Lily was right. Lily was
right. Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is The Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Manukau Beautification Charitable Trust.
Te Tarangi Residents and Ratepayers Association Chairperson, Dr. Miles Barton, speaks about the controversial watercare proposed site at Oratea. Te Tarangi and Oratea Valley were proposed sites for the building of a new water treatment plant vital for a growing Auckland. However, watercare met with a huge backlash from the Oratea community when they announced their plans to build there. Building on that site would require 18 homes to be removed in order to make room for the dam. The community responded by taking action to halt the build and were successful. Dr. Barton, how was the experience for you?
It was pretty terrible. It still is pretty terrible, actually. We're basically the official scapegoats for watercare and the community, it would appear. And watercare's consultation with its community, both in Te Tarangi and Oratea, has been appalling. And that's what's really made people angry, I think. And we've been picky in the middle because we've been trying to do what's right and tell the truth. And quite frankly, nobody wants to hear the truth. So they want someone to blame and someone to yell at. And so that's what's been going on. And there's been quite a lot of bad behaviour on social media and quite a lot of bad behaviour in public meetings. And it's been very difficult, but we're hoping that we can help make things better, because the situation is that watercare, yes, they did their initial consultation such as it was, and they proposed that 18 people would be moved off their homes in Oratea. That was one of the three sites that they had on their shortlist. And, of course, the people of Oratea were really unhappy about that. They don't have any history of having water treatment in their valley. And as the Te Tarangi R&R, we were really angry about the two communities being pitted against each other like that. We thought that was extremely unfair on everybody.
And so because watercare had the two sites and they were going, well, it's Te Tarangi or Oratea,
yeah,
and it's kind of you guys work it out. Is that sort of what happened?
Well, no, it was more internal than that, I think, within communities and the politics of it all. So there was a lot of you know, blame culture and all the rest of it. You don't want to... I mean, basically, I got the blame regardless of where the site was going to be, Lily.
That's a bit unfair.
First of all, it was my fault that it was going into Oratea because I didn't want to cut down trees in Te Tarangi. Now it's gone into Te Tarangi. It's my fault because we came out publicly and said, you should not be putting people out of their homes in Oratea when you have a designated site that's for water treatment purposes in Te Tarangi, and you should be putting it there. So it's our fault that it's in Te Tarangi now as well.
So is the new site a better option because it has been designed to become a water plant? And what happened there? What's the history there?
Okay, well, the history is that Watercare have owned the land around their current water treatment plant, including the Manukau Road site, for over 40 years. And that land actually originally had houses on that were lived in by water treatment employees until about 40 years ago. And those houses were bulldozed, and the site was basically left just to, you know, regenerate. And that site and the site on the other side of Woodlands Park, there's a very large area of Woodlands Park which is designated for water treatment purposes and has been designated for water treatment purposes for over 40 years.
And it's still owned by Watercare?
It's all owned by Watercare.
And they wouldn't have to be buying anybody out to build this new site?
That's right. No one in Te Tarangi is going to lose their homes over this.
So why did they propose Oratea as their preferred site first?
I think that they did that because for them it would have been an easier site to physically develop. It was much flatter. The trees had already been cleared from it. It had actually already been got ready for subdivision and sale. So I genuinely think that Watercare saw that as a much easier option from an engineering perspective. And yeah, they did really, from what I could see, they did really want to go there. But they totally and utterly underestimated the backlash from the community, and they totally and utterly underestimated the social impacts of that site. Despite the fact that the stakeholder group that I was on and me personally warned them about that and told them that they needed to be talking to the people in Oratea right from the get-go, from the 6th of December when they first told us about those three sites, we said, go talk to Oratea, they need to be at this table. They didn't do that. They waited until after Christmas. And well, the rest is history, really. And Oratia, the people of Oratia ran the best community campaign that I have ever seen. I totally take my hats off to them. They were respectful, they were polite, they never shouted anybody down or abused them. They listened to everything that everybody had got to say, and basically they just said, this is unreasonable, this is unfair, don't do this to us. These people have been here for generations. We don't deserve to be kicked off our homes when you've got a designated site in Titirangi, and they're quite right.
They are right. There's no logic in it whatsoever.
There is no logic in it. And so we came out publicly and said that because we wanted to put those people in Oratia's minds at rest. We didn't think it was fair for them to be put through that anxiety for that many months. It was absolutely disgusting the way they were being treated. And I'm sorry, people in Manuka Road, but that was the right thing to do, and that was the right thing to say. And I'm never going to apologise for that because it was the right thing to do.
Moving on from the social impacts, what are the environmental impacts of putting the site in Manuka Road?
Okay, this is the guts of it, really. This site, as I say, was cleared 40 years ago. So despite what is being said about this site, there are not 400-year-old kauri trees all over this site. There is 40-year-old scrub and a hell of a lot of weeds over the majority of the site. There is a fringe of kanuka around most of it, and there is a strip of quite good quality bush on the Clark's Bush side. So on the Manuka Road side of the site, on the steeper part of the land, there are some good trees and there are some special plants, and that's what we're going to be trying to save.
So the strip closest to the street with pedestrian access,
yes,
is the strip that you're concerned with,
yes,
with conserving, but the rest of it is kanuka and regenerative bush. Right, so it's not really
where those old house sites were.
You know,
so, no, we're
old
Pahutukawas
or Kauri or anything like that.
We're not talking virgin bush. We're not talking anything that's over 40 years old, other than possibly some of those trees close to Manuka Road. And what we've called for four times publicly now is to have an independent ecological survey of the entire site done and paid for by Watercare, so that we can see exactly what is where, what needs protecting, and I'll die in a ditch over protecting those trees because that's what I do. And I'm actually more concerned, actually, about the trees on the other side of Woodlands Park Road where Watercare want to put their tanks, because I know that there's kauri there. I can see them. I mean, they're still not very big. We're not talking hundreds of years old. They're still just regenerating, you know, because all of this area was cleared. All of it was cleared, other than there are some massive 1,000-year-old kauri in Clark's Bush. Okay, there's at least three of them.
But that's not on the Watercare
well
site.
Away from the Watercare land.
Right. And they won't be impacted, or they don't know?
They will not be impacted. The biggest threat to those kauri are the people that are traipsing down there along that muddy track
without cleaning their boots
and taking kauri dieback disease to them.
Right, yes, of course.
That's the biggest threat to these trees, is people.
Did they did Watercare do an ecological survey of the Oratia site at all?
Yes, I think they did. I have not seen it. I don't know how detailed that was. When they told us about the three shortlisted sites on the 6th of December, they said to us that they didn't need to clear any trees on the Oratia site, and in fact that their intent was to do planting there. So that's all I understood from that site, but I haven't seen an ecological report for that site. I haven't seen an ecological report for the Titirangi site either, which is why we're calling for one to be done. We're working with Forest and Bird, the Auckland Botanical Society, and the Waitakere Rangers Protection Society to pool our knowledge about this site and to be on the stakeholder group with Watercare, which they've already invited us to sit on, to minimise the impacts on the vegetation and to minimise the impact on the local community, because local community's got some really legitimate concerns here about traffic and disruption and thousands of concrete trucks going up and down that road when they're trying to take their kids to school. And, you know, they've got some really legitimate concerns about the disruption that need to be taken into account.
Thank you, Dr. Miles Barton.
That was the Green Desk, thanks to the Manukau Beautification Charitable Trust.